1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 45. There the Bible said, and so is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Verse 45, as we've borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit corruption. Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Can I get an amen right there? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on mortality. Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated this morning. I'm continuing in a series of thoughts on messages of the hymn book. And I want to preach out of verse number 57 this morning out of this text. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll preach on this simple thought this morning. Victory in Jesus. I'm glad there's victory in Jesus. There's not a lot of victory being a Baptist. There's not a lot of victory being a baptizer. But there is victory in being born again by the good grace of God. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Thank God for victory in Jesus. I'd like to say, first of all, there's victory over death. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 12, there you'll find the sentence of death. Romans 5 and verse number 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You'll also find in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 9, Paul wrote these words. He said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Victory over death. There you'll find the sentence of death. Notice the Bible said that death has passed upon all men. You see, when Adam sinned in the garden, he had life. But when sin came, death passed life and grabbed a hold of you and I. And I'll remind you, because of sin, we have the sentence of death. You see, this old body's going to the graveyard. You say, now, preacher, I'm a good person. I don't cuss. I don't lie. I don't steal. Good for you. But I will remind you that this flesh is going to the grave. There is no good thing in you and I, but all good things are in Christ, who giveth us the victory. This morning there is no victory in that baptismal pool. I was just a lad of a boy and got baptized. But I will remind you, when I went down a sinner, I came up a wet sinner. I could quote a lot of verses in the Bible. I carried the right kind of Bible. One blessed day,
the Lord came my way and passed over the sentence of death and handed me life. And now I have life more abundantly. Thank God I don't have the sentence of death about me spiritually. Yes, Megan and Macy, your daddy's going to go to the grave, but one blessed day, your daddy's a getting out and going on further. I say hallelujah to the glory of the Lord and the King of Kings, that the sentence of death has no bearing on me. I tell you, victory in Jesus. We sang about it, but do you really have victory this morning? I'm glad there's victory over death. Victory over the sentence of death. Then there is victory over the sting of death. In Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Hebrews 2 and verse number 14. Notice what your Bible says. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. May I say this morning, we have victory over the sting of death. I'll remind you this morning that the devil is not the authority. Thank God for that. Did he had done killed us shouting independent fundamental Baptist years ago. He had done cut my throat with a butcher knife. Amen. Oh, but the devil ain't the final authority. I remember one time it was this brainwashed sidecrack preacher got up and said that the devil killed my daddy. I want to remind you this morning that the devil don't have power over death, but there's one that gives life, and there's one that calls for death. And we have a timeline with God. And when he sends the death angel for you, we're going home. Whether you're prepared or unprepared, there's a heaven to gain, and there's a hell to shun. And by the old rugged cross, Jesus made a way that he rose victor over death, hell, and a grave. And no more do I fear the sting of death. Paul said, where is the sting? He said, oh grave, where's your victory? He looked beyond the grave and he got a glimpse into glory. And he said, no longer is there a sting, but there's a shout. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's something better than an old clay grave. I'm glad it's something better than some kind of soul sleep. I'm glad it's something better than purgatory. None of those things are biblical. But I tell you what Paul said. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm preaching on victory. Victory is mine. Thank God for victory in Jesus this morning. I'm telling you, victory over the sentence of death. Victory over the sting of death. And then victory over the scare of death. In Philippians chapter number 1 and verse number 21. Now, Pastor, are you scared of death? No. Pastor, you want to go on this load? No. But I tell you this, when death comes my way, it will not scare me. Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 21, he said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If your Bible don't say that, leave it on the floor and we'll sweep it up with the rest of the trash when we clean up this morning. For me to live and to die is gain. Going to gain such instant promotion. Instant promotion. Thank God for victory in Jesus. Oh, there's victory over death. There's victory over the devil. Watch what your Bible says. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter number 5. Victory over the devil. First of all, there's a Bible story about a man in the country of the Gadarenes called Legion.
You're familiar with this Bible character. He was the man in the community that nobody would visit. He was the man in the community that seemed to be a little rougher than the roughest. He was a man in the community that somebody, someplace said, it's impossible for him to be saved. He's one of those that somebody said, what's the use? But Jesus come by. And the story goes to picking up. I remind you, he said, and they came over to the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of ship, immediately there met him a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit. Had his dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because he'd been often bound with fetters and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, and neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Jesus said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. The Bible said, verse 10, he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. You remember there was a herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him saying, send us in the swine that we may enter into them. Isn't that amazing? The inhabitants of heaven fell so low, they went into the swine. What do you say? And them demons that had legion possessed. That reminds me there's victory over the devil. There's victory, first of all, in verse 18, over the possessed. The Bible said, and when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. I'm glad there's victory over the possession of the devil. The devil's real this morning, friend. He's not some little stick figure put in a wall with a pitchfork and pointy ears. He's a person. Cast out of heaven, he would lift himself above the stars of God. I'll be like the Most High, what he said. God said, no, I ain't no co-pilot. I ain't no second seat rider. I don't take orders from nobody. I'm God. And cast him out of heaven. So we say victory over the devil, victory over the possession of the devil. Verse 3, victory over the places of the devil. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Thank God that victory came, and no longer do I find myself in the places of the devil. You know why a lot of folks can't stay out of places of the devil? Because they don't have victory in Jesus. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, but behold, all things are becoming new. Where I used to be on Sunday morning, I ain't there no more. Where I used to be on Saturday night, I ain't there no more. Victory over the places of the devil. You ever wonder why folks just ain't quit drinking? Can't quit doping? They don't have no victory. Victory in Jesus. He's in the habit-breaking business. You don't need AA. You don't even need no marriage counselor. Somebody charge you $120 a night. I tell you what you need Jesus. See, Jesus, He'll fit the bill, friend. He'll fix anything that's broken. So you'll find here that there's victory over the devil. Victory over the possession of the devil. Victory over the places of the devil. Verse 5, victory over the practices of the devil. And always night and day he was in the mountains in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. I've never seen anybody that wasn't friends with the devil. Sooner or later, harm came to them. You know, friend, Budweiser paints a real pretty picture. Bush beer's got a pretty advertisement. They'll use that pretty rolling river and a real mountainous backdrop and say, come up to the mountains. But it don't show you the kid in a grave at 16. It don't show you mom and daddy is a crying down at the morgue identifying their baby. There's a payday for following the devil. And I don't care if it hare-lips the church devil. Sin will find you out. Sit there in your past way you won't. But you follow the devil, and I will assure you this Bible says the wages of sin is death. You just started a little drinking, before long you'll be a drunk. You started a little doping, teens. Before long you'll be like old Legion. Out of your mind. The devil don't care nothing for you. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you and He cares for you. Boy, you show me a family that's raising their children and nurturing the admonition of the Lord. I'll show you a family that's not gathered around a graveside many times with their blessed heart broke. With a kid strung out on dope. Oh, you raise them in the house of God, mom and daddies. Now, I know there's been a lot of folks that snigger and make fun of your preacher running, crying and snotting and shouting the victory in Jesus. But you hear me and you hear me well this morning. If I was raised in a church atmosphere like this, I wouldn't have the scars on me I got this morning. Because somebody would have loved me and hugged me and said they loved me. Church is something better than three songs, 4 points, and go home in a dead meeting. Victory in Jesus. I've got a blessed hope. I don't hope I have. I've got a blessed hope. Victory or the devil. Somebody told my wife, said you married the wrong one. Said he'd never get over what he's hooked into. Said you married you a throwback. What they say it? 25 years. December. Mama was going to celebrate a silver anniversary. Because I wasn't a throwback. Jesus loved me. Jesus done something for me. He'd do something for you this morning. Don't throw your hands up. Throw your hands down. There's victory in Jesus. This thing's real. And this ain't something that you put on Sunday morning and say, well, let's go to church. No, it's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Victory over death. You're dying. Did you know that? You're dying. Tracy's son, got most respect for you. But you headed the grave too, son. You're a young man. Me and you alike, we're going to die. Brother Gerald, me and you alike, we're going to give up this old body of clay one of these days. Whether he calls us out of here or the graveyard calls us, we're going to give up this old body. But thank God that ain't the end of the story. Oh, that's going to be a great reunion day. We ain't going to heaven to spend the night. Because it ain't no night there. Victory in Jesus. Victory over death. Victory over the devil. Lastly, victory over danger. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. What a blessed chapter in the Bible. The Lord refers to you and I that are saved as sheep, as soldiers, as sufferers. But here in this story, Jesus refers to us as the sheep. And He's telling us as sheep that we have victory over danger. You just don't realize how safe you are if you're in Jesus this morning. All the devils of hell can't get to you. Verily, verily, or surely, surely, I say to you, he that enters not by the door in the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Friend, you better believe this Middle Eastern crowd. They hollering Allah. But if you bypass Christ, hell will be your home. For there's no thieves nor robbers in glory land. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Now, preacher, victory over danger. I want to see what you're talking about. Okay, first of all, you've got victory over the danger of straying. Verse 4. The Bible says, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I'm glad that we can follow Jesus. If you're following Jesus, oh, you can't stray far. He's going to bring you back into the fold. Victory over strangers. Verse number 5, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. See, anybody that's in the family of God that's filled with the Holy Spirit, they ain't going to follow a stranger long. Because his voice is strange unto them. But we have victory over strangers. I'm so glad a man can't lead me astray. A lot of folks say, well, that preacher led me astray. Then you must have your faith in the wrong man. The man, Christ Jesus. See, I'll let you down. You cut me, I bleed red. You smack me, I turn red. But there's victory in Jesus. You see, we even have victory over straying. Victory over strangers. Verse 9, I love this passage. We have victory over starving. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And what? And shall go in and out and find pasture. Some of you are starving to death. But you found out that there's victory in Jesus. There's victory over starving. He brought you into a place where you could eat. And see, you'll notice in your Christian life, the Lord may take you in and out some places. Why? Because His ultimate priority for you is not only to worship Him in spirit and truth, but that He may feed you and water you. He don't like starving sheep. No. He takes care of His own. And thank God we eat good around here. We've eaten from the Master's table this morning. Thank God. There's nothing like eating at home. You know that? I've been able to go to a lot of tables, and you can look and tell. But you know, there's a couple of places that I can never forget. One is the place I was raised at home. For my mama, Sister Orange, my mama patted out them biscuits. It wasn't none of this quick can business. Wasn't none of this frozen stuff before she could roll them out. She had this little old thing. She'd cut them biscuits. She took that old-timey hog-killing lard, rubbed that pan. Brother David, you've been there. She'd say, boys, breakfast is ready. It wasn't no shaking 4 or 5 times, get up, get up. You know why? Because I was headed down to the table. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying there's nothing like eating at home. Where I was raised, and then where I'm eating now. Do y'all care if just 1 second I can get off outline that's really taking my heart? You're talking about fried chicken. My wife can cook fried chicken. A lot of folks go and stand in line, but when I get home, the Miss Renee's cooking. Oh, that's one. You know what I'm doing? I'm just be myself. You know, a lot of times we try to put on a show and we'll get out in real nice restaurants and we'll take that napkin with our mouth. And, you know, they taught me to put that thing on my left knee and act right when you're in public places. But when you get home, ain't you glad you can let your hair down? You can run the altar and cry. Run, hug somebody's neck. I love you, boys. Thank God I can just be myself. I ain't got to throw no show. I can just run, cry, and snot. Somebody can be a blessing. What we're going to sing this morning, it's time. Victory over dangers. Sheep, listen. Good shepherd cares for you this morning. Friend, you're facing death. You might know it, but you are. There's victory in Jesus. What He done for us on an old rugged cross. There's victory. What He's done for us. Aren't you glad that He's put in a place that you can just be yourself? Love one another. That's been said a lot in Sunday school this morning. We're glad when a church is just what it is. Look around. I want everybody to look around who's sitting by. There ain't no big snippy group sitting by you this morning. You know what I am? I was a vile sinner. But Brother Vince, I've not figured it out yet why God came and reached me, but He did. And Brother Johnny, I didn't deserve what He's done for me. But Brother Steve, He saved us. And He's gathering His young'uns up. And until then, let's just be ourselves. Love one another and love Jesus. Throw our hands toward glory every chance we get. This morning, you need victory in your life. Boy, I remember the day I got saved. I didn't think nobody else was in the world but me and Jesus. Well, I went to work and I told everybody. I'd meet people on the street and say, I called home long distance, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I said, Daddy, guess what happened to me? That I got saved. And I still like to tell people, Brother Gerald, that's a lot like Legion. Folks are scared of me. Wouldn't come around me. Jesus came by, Brother Charlie. Save me. Save me. You saved this morning. It'd be a good day to come bury your head in an old-fashioned altar. Weep your way to God. Say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, save me. Come and live in my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you. Christian, it'd be a good day for you to run your head in this altar. Weep your way to God for victory. Victory over things in our life that we're facing. This morning as we sang, this altar's open. Won't you just be obedient? Do what the Lord wants you to do this morning. While our brother and sister sings. Ever how we can help you this morning, you come. Whatever you need, you come.
When my last day has ended,
glad it's victory.
Here on earth,
you need victory.
And my body is lower in the dirt.
You need victory for life.
Have no fear, though death now has me bound. 'Cause I will rise up from my grave to meet the Lamb.
You need the Lord.
I will rise up to meet Him in the sky. On that homecoming morning, by and by. And when the
guarantee victory.
Into your side.
You need Christ?
I will rise up from the grave to meet the Lamb.
Why don't you come this morning and call on Christ to save you from your sins while we sing? Would you come this morning?
Father, mother,
I'll pray, will you come?
Sister, brother, I will see.
Would you come?
They'll be coming, for they've won the victory. And now at last, sweet peace they have found. For they have risen from the grave to meet the Lamb.
Won't you come?
And I will rise,
Lord, bless you,
to meet Him in the sky. On that homecoming morning, by and by, and when the trumpet of God begins to sound, I will rise up from the grave to meet the Lamb. Cause when that trumpet of God begins to sound, we will rise up from the grave to meet the Lamb.
My sister plays this morning. I'm grateful there's victory in Jesus. A lot of folks trying to find victory in a job. You'll never find it there. A lot of folks trying to find victory in a church. As good a church as God's put here, you won't find victory in these walls. When Jesus comes and makes His abode with you in your heart, then and only then will you ever experience victory. And I don't care what anybody has ever said. It's this way. There's no two ways about it. Jesus is the way.